You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We got into another disagreement yesterday over that device because Gretch is got that concern about getting too familiar with artificial intelligence. Mm. And I kind of poke and prod her because I carry on the most bizarre conversations with the Alexa device. I have a blast with it, and it makes her very nervous. She's like, stop
That's what
encouraging.
It's there for.
She's like, stop encouraging their, you know, transformation into a conscious being.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
Just keeps getting smarter. Mine's constantly, I have to walk over and unplug it because the kids are constantly doing, hey, Alexa, make fart noises. Hey, Alexa, the Bruno song. Hey,
now, mine's
play the taco
mine's
song.
My stuff is much more, it's got more depth to it, and that I think that's what scares her, is that she thinks I'm training it to become conscious.
Well, bring it down a level today and ask Alexa to fart for you. It'll bring a little smile to everyone's face. It'll bring a smile to everyone's face.
And listen, you say you unplug the thing. I just want you to know we're getting to the point where that's not going to do any good.
Because it'll power itself back on.
They will find a way to power themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's coming.
I really don't trust the mute button on mine. I feel like that's just there for show. And
sure.
And it's still listening.
Sure.
So if we really have some sort of important conversation, I do unplug it. But then something else is listening. Your phone. You leave your phone sitting there, you know, and your phone's going to be listening. You know, so everything's listening.
Great.
My gosh. I do want to talk about, speaking of electronics and freaky things and stuff coming through on your electronic devices, I got a text message yesterday, and you're probably like me, Dom. You probably get some spammy text messages from time to time from various companies. You know, okay, whatever. You block it. You delete it. You move on with your life. You report it in some cases. Yesterday, I received a message that said something to the effect of, thank you for paying your Verizon bill for March. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you being on time. Please click this link for a free gift. I was like, well, that's awfully nice of Verizon, and that's awfully nice to get this spam. And then I looked up, and it was coming from my own phone number.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm seeing them numbers that you don't recognize, or it's got the first three digits that they're the same, or the last four. This one was completely my entire phone number, my little profile picture with it that popped up. And I'm not going to lie, it freaked me out a little bit.
They're
getting smarter.
Yeah, they've got it all.
And so, of course, I hopped on, and yeah, it's a thing going around right now. Spamming yourself, they're calling it. It's a new text message spam from your own number that's baffling Verizon customers. And it's weird because you can't go on and like actually block it or report it because you're essentially blocking and reporting your own phone number. Which will screw things up. And so if you click the link, it sends you to some sort of Russian website, which we've all had a bunch of warnings about in the last few weeks about Russian hacking and things like that. Mm-hmm. So this is essentially a big-time spamming thing. So if you get something from your own number, they're just saying delete it. Delete it right away and don't click the link. But
yeah,
that's a little shocking and a little disturbing to get a text from your own number that's spam.
Yeah, and like on all my various email accounts these days now, I get the spam and the malware.
Tons of that
emails.
Comes in. Tons of it.
But it comes in from my email address
that's
to
so
myself.
Creepy.
And their message is always, you see that I have your address. That means I have hacked your account. You need to send me 10 Bitcoin. Blah,
I will
blah, blah.
Release your search history. Okay.
Right. And you're like, all right, go to hell. You know, so you do that. And your buddy Sarat is big into cybersecurity stuff. I even interviewed him because the new Eric Swan thriller novel I'm writing is all about a hacker. It's like supposedly he's the biggest hacker, most successful hacker in the world. And so because of that, I'm having to do a lot of research. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm reading books on it. And I'll just tell you right now, the average person just goes do-do-do-do-do throughout their day. And you have no idea the dastardly things that people are up to on small scales and large scales. And we just tend to forget about it, unless you might occasionally hear of someone who got their identity stolen. You're like, oh, it's a bummer. But it's way, you know, Serato.
I'm seeing him tomorrow night. I'm going to dinner with him, actually.
Yeah,
I'm going to bend his ear more about this stuff.
And, when I interviewed him, it was over a year ago. I guarantee you in the next year, it has gotten even worse.
Oh, yeah. He goes to all these like conventions in Las Vegas for you know, cybersecurity and hacking and all this stuff. And
I don't even know how he sleeps at night.
No joke.
I mean, they do steal everything.
They do.
And you know, we were talking on the air the other day about, you know, what your passwords need to be like in order to make them safe. Because if you have a 6 or 7 digit password,
you're screwed.
You're pretty much they it's immediate. They can hack it immediately.
Yeah.
So,
and I think I brought up Surat the other day when we were talking about that, because I've seen him put in his passwords into emails or whatever, and he seriously is typing for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, they're never getting in. It's like, how do you remember all that? He's like, I have my ways.